And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition, a very important edition today, of Power of Prophecy. Many years ago, some friends of mine told me that if I continued to expose the things that I do on my radio program, in my newsletter, in my books, on my websites, that I would have a declining audience. They said, your audience will minimize, will go down, down, down. If you keep taking on these issues, these monsters that no one else dare go against, you will lose your audience. You'll lose your popularity. I suppose they were telling me that I would eventually have to shut the doors of Power of Prophecy Ministries. No one would support us any longer. Well, today I'm going to talk about a topic that could fit in that category of controversial, where I'm quite sure that we will have some people who will be so angry at me, they will write me furious letters and say, take me off your mailing list. I'm never going to listen to you again. You're a horrible person, Tex Mars. I want to tell you what my response is. I don't care what you say, unless you tell me the truth. I'm a big person for truth. From the time I was a little boy, that's the one thing that stood out about me. Not that I've always told the truth, like every person. I've had little fabrications in my life along the way, every one of which I regret and have repented for. I've always found that I'm so much better off just telling the truth. I remember back as a young airman, I made a terrible mistake one time on a job that I was supposed to do. I really was very conscientious, but I made this mistake. And it was on a Friday, and all weekend long, I thought about what I was going to have to do. I'm going to have to go in there Monday to my boss, who at that time was a captain, and I'm going to have to say, Captain, I'm sorry, I messed up. You see, because if I didn't, they wouldn't know who had messed up, and maybe somebody else would be blamed for it. Well, that bothered me a lot. You know, I was inclined to just forget about it, you know, but pretend it never happened. It wasn't life-threatening anyway. It was just an administrative mistake. But by the time Monday rolled around, I couldn't take it anymore. I didn't want anybody else to get blamed for something I'd done. So I went in to see the captain and saluted nice and crisply and said, Captain, I made an error on Friday. It was my mistake. I wanted to make sure that you don't think it was somebody else's, and I want to apologize for it. He looked at me and he said, well, what are you going to do to prevent it in the future? And I had a program. I said, well, I'm going to do ABC. You know, in other words, I had exactly what I was going to do to make sure it never happened again. And he looked at me and said, you're a fine airman, Airman Mars. You're dismissed. You're a fine airman. All my worrying over the weekend did me no good at all. Because you see, the job that I had done, the honesty, the integrity that I displayed evidently won the day with the captain. And I remember that when I became an officer and I had enlisted people who messed up sometime. You really have to look at the overall person. You have to look at the character of the individual. Everybody's going to make mistakes. They say that's why they put erasers on pencils. Well, in any case, honesty is a very important thing to me. And it all comes down to truth. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the way, the life, and the truth. I want to talk to you about truth today. And some of you may make mad because or angry because I'm going to be talking about some sacred cows. I don't want to. I don't like to in a way. But on the other hand, I do because I just like telling the truth. And it's time, isn't it? I mean, look what we've got in Washington, D.C. Look at the leadership of our political system, even our churches across the world. Don't we have to start somewhere telling the truth? Isn't it time to take a stick and mark a line in the sand and say, we're not stepping over this. This is it. No one is going to force me to step over that line drawn in the sand. You can send me down to Hades. You can throw me in a bottomless pit, but I am going to stick right here and refuse to budge. That's what I intend to do. I want to talk to you today about legionnaires. Legionnaires. That's warriors. Militaristic-like people. Legionnaires of Sodom. And I'm going to name some names today. I'm going to talk about Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill O'Reilly. And I'm going to show you how they're legionnaires of Sodom and followers of Satan. You say Ron Paul too? That's right. Now I want you to explain something to your friends. I am a conservative. I am a believer in family and traditional values. I believe in the greatness of what America could be if we did what God wanted us to do. I believe in our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And that's why I'm adamant about what I'm going to tell you today. But listen, I'm not a conservative or traditionalist or a family value person first and foremost. No, no, no. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer in Jesus and what the Bible says. That takes priority over all things. You can talk about your left wing, right wing, conservative, liberal, libertarian, Democrat, Republican, and you can take them, as far as I'm concerned, put them in a tow sack and throw them in hell. I'm going to talk today about truth, and I'm going to expose the legionnaires of Sodom. You say, but you don't understand Ron Paul. He's for abolishing the Fed. He's a conservative. He's Dr. No. He's nothing but a bunch of pander. He's a panderer to the homosexuals. A panderer to homosexuals. Now, you'll notice on my little list here, and there's probably 10 or 20 more I'm going to talk about today, that I've included Republicans and Democrats. I'm going to probably throw in a few libertarians just for good measure. So you libertarians out there, you so-called independents, Tea Party people, you better listen up too. In fact, you might just want to go ahead and turn off your radio. If you're already mad because I told you I'm going to expose Ron Paul, reach over there and flick it off. A lot of people don't want to know the truth. Gets too hot for them. I'm not here to lie to you. There was a song back in the 60s. In fact, 62, the year I graduated from high school, by a man who had a great voice. What a melodious voice. Brooke Benton was his name. The song was entitled Lie to Me. He was just telling his girlfriend or his lover, you know, that he knew she was cheating on him, but why didn't she just go ahead and lie to him? He didn't want to feel bad. It makes me feel good for you to tell me you love me and you're faithful to me. So just go ahead. Lie to me. A lot of people are like that. Text, don't tell us the truth. Lie to us. I like Ron Paul. I like Mitt Romney. I like Hillary Clinton. I like Barack Obama. I listen to Rush Limbaugh. I listen to Sean Hannity. I listen to Bill O'Reilly or Glenn Beck or Sarah Palin. Don't say anything bad about them. If you do, well, I'll hate you, Tex Morris. In fact, I won't even listen to you. If that's your stand, that's okay. But maybe you should force yourself to listen to this program today. If I cannot document what I tell you is true, then you can just write me off. That'd probably be a good idea. Write me off. But I have about a quarter of a century just in ministry of telling the truth. You might want to go back and look at my books that I published back in the 1980s, the 1990s. See if you can find a bunch of lies in those before you just turn off the radio today. Or your tape player, or your CD player, whatever you're listening to this program on. Or your internet connection. You might want to check my record just a little bit. Of course, you know, you could, I suppose, check the military records, too. I don't know, today we have such a lack of privacy, you can just about get anything on a person. Check those. I think you'll see that that was the one thing that I did stand out for, That's always integrity. My bosses could count on me. Whatever, whoever my boss was, from captain all the way up to general, they could count on me. They may not like what I say, but they at least, said Texmar, says it like it is. He doesn't mince words. So whether you like what I say or not, friends, I hope you respect me for that. And if you don't, then you're going to have to prove me wrong. And I like the guy many years ago who wrote me a letter and said, I think what you're saying is a bunch of bunk about that New Age movement and the occult. And I'm going to check it out. And I'm going to get your book, Dark Secrets of the New Age. He said, you say in there you had over 1,000 references and quotes in your bibliography. I'm going to check every one of them out, and I'm going to expose you as a faker. That's what he told me in a letter. He was sort of an academic type of guy. I didn't write back to him. I was too busy. But about 4 months later, he wrote back and said, well, Mr. Mars, I've got a report to you. I went to my library, went to other libraries. I got books, magazine articles, all the journals that you cited, that you quoted. I researched myself what you had said in your book. And here's what I came up with. Not only are you correct, Mr. Mars, but you weren't tough enough on them. I think the situation, he said, is worse than even you said. I think you were too nice in your book. And I want to apologize for doubting you, he said. And now you have won me over. I like that. I like a man who checks me out, who investigates, who says maybe Tex Mars is not telling it like it is. And I invite you to do that too. I don't mind it at all. I commend you for investigating to see whether what I say is true. Now let's get on with it. I was reading an article recently entitled Homo, that's Homosexual International, Controls East and West, according to a Soviet defector. In 1947, a young officer of the Soviet military named Gregory Klimov defected to the West. He didn't have a lot of secrets except one big one. It was a secret, evidently, that the CIA and the British intelligence didn't really appreciate. When they asked him to reveal in their debriefings and interrogations of Mr. Klimov everything he knew about the communist system and government and its leaders, he said, I know them all well. I know, he says, that they are affected with homosexuality and sadism. They're homosexual sadists from top to bottom. The whole ladder of the power structure. They are sado-homosexual maniacs. You know, that never seemed to come out of the Western press. I never read that, did you? But you can read about Mr. Klimov now, K-L-I-M-O-V. Do a little research on it. Homosexual International controls East and West. Because Mr. Klimov said, as I understand it, not only do the homosexual sadist control behind the Iron Curtain, but they also control your governments. We in the communist world knew who the homosexuals and the sadists were in your government. You're infected with them. They didn't like that because the Central Intelligence Agency is basically a criminal organization made up of homosexual perverts and sadists itself. Klimov was saying you too are a bunch of homosexual weirdos and perverts and sadists. Folks, the Bible says in the last days that the world will be ruled over, listen to this now, by Jewish Satan monsters with the help of Gentiles, no doubt. A Jewish New World Order will appear. And their headquarters will actually be that city wherein our Lord was crucified, it says in Revelation 9, which spiritually is called, listen, God calls this great mystery Babylon system around the world, east, west, north, south. He calls it, God calls it in the book of Revelation, mystery Babylon, but more than that, it is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt. Sodom. And I want to talk today about these legionnaires of Sodom. A legionnaire, of course, is a soldier. He's joined an all-male organization. strict, disciplinary, tight. But unfortunately, it's full of a bunch of butch, sadist, monster, homosexuals. And they are rampant today in America. Mostly, their leadership is Jewish, but they're also Gentiles, who are a bunch of pandering servants. And they all approve openly or secretly the homosexual agenda for America and the world. The Republican Party is a mecca for homosexual perverts. Did you hear what I said? The Republican Party is a homosexual mecca. There's a pastor online. He's done some interviews. A black pastor from New York. He calls Barack Obama a Mac Daddy. I don't even know what a Mac Daddy is. But I suspect it's a legionnaire of Sodom. And as a matter of fact, there's a man named Sinclair who says that he's a homosexual from Chicago. And he's written a book talking about he and Obama having these homosexual affairs in the back of limos. And it's a seedy, sordid book. I'm not going to offer it, but I believe it's true. Because the Democratic Party also is a homosexual Shangri-La in paradise for sodomistic perverts. Now you got the Republican and the Democratic Party. Of course, many of these people are members of Masonic groups. And most Masons at the top are a bunch of homosexual perverts and legionnaires of Sodom themselves. Baphomet is a bisexual androgynous devil god, and that's the one they worship, Baphomet. The male, female, she, he, goat god of the Knights Templar, oh, they express their love for the Brotherhood of the Masons. The Knights Templar logo, the Knights Templar, the successor of the Masons, I should say the predecessor, the Masons are the successor organization. Not only express their love for the brethren, but in their rituals would go naked and kiss each other's, well, I'm not going to talk about it. Their logo was two men inflamed in a sexual embrace. Did you know many in the psychological, psychiatric communities today say that the perfect human being with a bicameral, that's a dual bipolar left brain, right brain temperament, is a masculine man who's in touch with his femininity? I think that's called bisexual homosexual pervert, Mr. Psychiatrist. Aleister Crowley, who called himself the wickedest man on earth, bragged about being 666. He was a member of the British intelligence. Oh, they were paying him to do his dirty work. He was a gay and a bisexual. Victor Hugo, the Frenchman who founded the Priory of Zion, he was a bisexual pervert. Most witches are lesbians. Most members of satanic cults are bisexuals. Most rabbis today, did you hear me? Most Jewish rabbis today are rampant homosexuals. Many of them are pedophile abusers. If you don't believe me, check it out. Go to the press, the Haaretz and the newspapers of Israel. They're full of the exploits, if you want to call them that. The criminal acts, even the chief rabbis, even the president of Israel was outed recently for being a homosexual monster. One of the presidents. Another one harassed women for sex. Friends, say Republicans? I thought they were so manly. Yeah, well, Liberace was a Republican. I understand Gorgeous George the Wrestler was a Republican. But I'm not just knocking Republicans. Although if Dick Cheney is masculine, my name is Elmo Tuttle, and it's not Elmo Tuttle. Dick Cheney, of course, is a 33rd degree Mason, and his daughter, Megan, is a big promoter of lesbianism. And Dick Cheney's wife, Lynn Cheney, wrote a lesbian novel. Hey, folks, I wasn't born yesterday When you got a lesbian daughter and a lesbian promoting wife, I think I know what you probably are. At the recent Conservative Political Action Committee, that's where all the top Republicans meet. It just occurred last month. They went there to celebrate homosexuality. All these Republicans were there celebrating homosexuality. They even had a big booth set up by a Republican group called Go Proud. Go Proud. We're Go Proud. You can get their website, goproud.com. They gave them a booth so they could promote their homosexuality. And as people walk by that booth, this is the Conservative Political Action Committee, the top Republicans in America. Sarah Palin was there. Dick Cheney was there. Glenn Beck was there. They were all there. By the way, the favorite poster they were offering people was a poster of Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor, the Terminator, governor of California, barebacked, showing his muscles. That poster was being offered at the Go Proud booth. Well, they're proud of Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is a bisexual pervert who's into forcing women to take it you know where. And I hope no kids listen to this program. He's been accused, rightly so, and he's guilty of groping women and doing terrible things to them. And he's just like Bill Clinton, though. He doesn't want the regular kind of sex. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a gay faggot monster. Yeah, I said it. Tech's going to prove that. Yeah, how about going and getting the issue of the magazine where he posed for the cover, a gay magazine, and he posed totally nude. That's right. Arnold Schwarzenegger posed totally nude for a gay magazine. Oh, can you prove that? Of course I can prove it. I have the picture to prove it. Now, let's. It goes George W. Bush, as queer as a $3 bill. George W. Bush. His top political aide, Karl Rove. Now he's a big-time Fox News contributor. Fox News gives the guy who knows how many hundreds of thousands or millions a year to come on almost every night on the Sean Hannity show and the Bill O'Reilly show. Karl Rove, one of the biggest homosexual perverts in Washington, D.C. He's so perverted as a homosexual that George W. Bush had a nickname at the White House for his top political advisor, Karl Rove, R-O-V-E. Would you like to know what it was? I've explained it on this program before. Karl Rove was actually interviewed on Fox TV News. And the interviewer said, Mr. Rove, I understand that the president, President Bush, has a favorite nickname for you. And Karl Rove, snickered and smiled. Yes, he does. What is that nickname? Turd Blossom. Turd Blossom. Do you know the meaning of that, friends? A flower that comes out of your back end? I'm not going to. Isn't that cute? Isn't that special? Turd Blossom, Karl Rove. George W. Bush, every time I saw a handsome man, would say, ooh, isn't he gorgeous? He's a pervert. George W. I did a whole CD on this. You can still order it, called White House Bordello. And I exposed the homosexuality. I wish we still had copies of that. I'd like to make them available again. Now, it doesn't matter if it's Barack Obama, Bill Clinton. You know what Bill Clinton did? I did not have sex with that woman. Yeah, you used a cigar on her and put it in a bad place. You know what you did, you pervert, Bill Clinton. And then he went around appointing people like, you know, I don't know, all these ambassadors and so forth, bunch of homos, even his roommate. Back in university was a homo. George W. Bush's was too. Naturally, his roommate in college would be a homo. They do things together. Okay, now, why do you think Bill O'Reilly doesn't seem to have any problem with gay rights? Why do you think it is he invited Rosie O'Donnell on his program? Why do you think it is that Fox News has a program on the weekend called Red Eye? Red Eye, with a man whose last name is Gutfeld, a homosexual Jew. Now, this is Fox News, the one you say, oh, I can trust that network. They're conservative. They're Republican. Oh, I can trust them. That's where Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck is, Sean Hannity. They're a great network. Yeah, well, check the Red Eye show with Gutfeld. Let me quote Mr. Gutfeld. Mr. Gutfeld, who Mr. Murdoch and Roger Iles, the manager there, the director of Fox News, gave this show to. Gutfeld, this homosexual butcher. He told his audience, and listen, this was February 20th, 2009. I like to give you the date and document it. Mr. Gutfeld said on TV now to his audience, quote, I went to a California spa last week and my ASS has been sore ever since. It was a bad experience. He went to a gay spa and his rectum has been sore. Turd blossom, your rectum being sore after you visited a California homosexual spa and you're bragging about it on TV. Ron Paul was asked by one of my friends, and this is on YouTube, what about gay marriage? He didn't seem to have a problem with it. I'm not going to get into that. Did you know that Ron Paul was one of the only Republican senators who refused to vote for an amendment that would say that marriage is between a man and a woman? Did you just hear what I said? It was the Defense of Marriage Amendment. The Defense of Marriage Amendment. That marriage is between a man and a woman, period. Guess who voted no? Ron Paul. Congressman Ron Paul. Here's a man whose wife is a member of the Eastern Star Masonic Organization, whose own campaign manager admits regularly goes to the Masonic Lodge. You say, Tex, is he a Mason himself? I don't know, but when you're frequently visiting the Masonic Lodge, I sort of think you're probably a Mason. His own campaign manager says, yes, he frequently visits the Masonic Lodge down here in Texas. Friends, this is the mainstreaming of sodomy. He's pro-gay marriage. Well, he's not pro-gay marriage. He's not just not going to be for a law prohibiting it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. As if there's a difference. I'm tired of double-minded, double-speak people. Well, I voted no on the Defense of Marriage Amendment. That doesn't mean that I'm for it. That's like Bill Clinton. Well, I'm against abortion. I'm just for a woman's right to have an abortion. Oh, shut up. Colin Powell, pro-gay marriage. Dick Cheney, pro-gay marriage. And Megan, his daughter. And Liz, his wife. Cheney, I'm referring to. When I come back, I'm going to just rip apart with some more information, some more materials, so you'll know I'm telling the truth. And I'm sick and tired of these legionnaires of Sodom. Mitt Romney leading gay pride day parades in Massachusetts. Did you hear what I say? Mitt Romney, who said, I am more pro-gay than Ted Kennedy to the voters of Massachusetts. That's right. That's what Mitt Romney said. I got much more for you. Stay with me, folks. You're listening to Power Prophecy. I'm Tex Mars. Conspiracy World. A truth teller's compendium of forbidden things. This is my newest book, 432 pages, huge format book. I'll tell you, it is packed with information. 137 different articles or chapters, you might call them. Hundreds of photographs and pictures. my new book, Conspiracy World. Conspiracy World. There's things in there about homosexuality, but there's a lot more in there than that. You'll find the truth about communism, Barack Obama. You'll find the facts about Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, the whole peccadillo and bucket load of fake politicians in my book, Conspiracy World. I don't expect to win the Pulitzer Prize this year for my book. I don't expect to be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. But I know this much, friend. I will not be taking the oath of enlistment into the Legionnaires of Sodom. And I think when you read my book, you'll understand why. I don't think they want me leading the Corps. No, I don't think. Because I'd go in there and rout those rascals out. A bunch of homosexual jackals have taken over our Republican and Democrat parties. And hey, they've owned the Libertarians ever since it was founded. So don't say anything to me, you bunch of libertarian weirdos. Conspiracy World. Just $25. Cheaper than you get at the bookstore. You can get it at Amazon.com. You can go to Barnes & Noble. It'll be there. For now, at least. They'll probably ban it eventually. But you can get it now. Conspiracy World. I'm glad I wrote it. A lot of people are going to get mad at me, but they always do. But you know something? I believe I have some faithful folks out there that believe in what we're doing here. They know I'm the only one that'll tell them the truth. You can listen to all the other Patriot programs, and they're all going to extol the virtues of a Ron Paul or a Mitt Romney or a Rush Limbaugh. Oh, he's a work. Yeah, we'll talk about him in a minute. But you stay with Tex Mars. You may not like what I say all the time, but you know that I'll tell you the truth. Conspiracy World, $25. Please add $5 shipping and handling. To get the book, just call us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Of course, you can go online to our website, powerofprophecy.com. And friends, when you get on powerofprophecy.com, you'll see our newest article. In fact, we have a number of articles that I've written. This month, Goldman Sachs, 666. The International Bank of Rothschild and Obama, Goldman Sachs, 666. And when you read those articles, I'd like you to send them on to your friends. Don't worry about the copyright thing. Send them on to your friends. Get your own mailing list of 30 or 40 or 100 friends and send a copy to them. We've got to get this message out. We've got to let people know the truth. These are the last days. I'm convinced of it. I don't know when Christ is returning. I'm not trying to scare anybody. But look around. Look at the hellacious world we're living in. If this isn't it, I don't know when it will be. Some people say, well, Tex, it could get worse than this. I can believe that. Every year I've said it couldn't get much worse than this, but it does. We've got a fallen country here, friends. We've got a fallen world. But you don't have to fall with it. You can keep yourself upright, and one of the ways to do it is to know the truth. Now, you start with the Bible, the Word of God, and then, well, go to my books. I think I have a lot of truth in them, too. Nowhere near as great as the Bible, but I'm doing my best from a human standpoint. That one was written by God. I can't compete with that. Wouldn't even want to. I start with the Bible, and then I find out the earthly truth. That's the heavenly truth there. Okay. 1-800-234-9673. You can send us a check for a total of $30 postpaid. Ask for the new book, Conspiracy World. We'll put you on our mailing list, give you a 6-month free subscription to our newsletter just for ordering the book. By the way, you can also order the CD or audio tape of today's radio program. Send it to a copy of that homosexual, pro-homosexual pervert, Ron Paul. I'm not saying he's homosexual. He's just promoting homosexuality, pandering to it. Not voting for marriage between a man and a woman means you're voting for marriage between a man and a man. Well, no, I didn't mean that. Oh, shut up. Yeah, you do. Well, just because I believe a woman should choose whether she wants to have an abortion doesn't mean I'm for abortion. Shut up, you liar. You double-minded pervert. Okay, let's return to our regular program. Our address, of course, is 1708 Patterson Road. To order that book, Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. You know, when you order a CD or audio tape from us. You say, well, Tex, what if I would like to make copies of it and give to my friends? You could do it. What if I made 1,000 copies and distributed them on the street? Well, do it. I'm not going to send the cops out after you for copyright violation. I'm here to get the message out. Recently, reading the Washington Times newspaper's editorial, said Obama's nominee has sympathy for sexual sadists. Evidently, a U.S. district judge named Robert Chetigny of Connecticut, who's appointed by President Clinton to the federal bench, doesn't have any problem with child molesters. He says Megan's Law, the sex offender registry for child molesters, should be overturned because it would stigmatize registrants. It stigmatizes child molesters. Ooh, while you're pointing fingers at them by making them sign up on the sex registry as sex offenders. Well, we don't want to stigmatize a child molester, do we? Oh my goodness. And Barack Obama put this man on the federal bench. A man who doesn't want to stigmatize child molesters. I'd like to do more than stigmatize them, Judge Chetigny. Well, Obama's nominated this judge for promotion to a seat on the U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals. And the Senate Judiciary Committee rushed to schedule his nomination hearing. Doesn't want sex offenders of little children to register. Yeah, well, you say, Tex, surely you're not telling the truth about the Republicans. Yeah, well, President Richard Nixon knew about it. One of the Nixon tapes that has come out shows him talking to his aides there in the White House, Oval Office. And he says, you know, I went down to the Bohemian Grove meeting there in the Redwood Forest of California. All the top Republicans come there. Everybody from Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, Newt Gingrich. They're all there. He says that was the most faggoty, you know what, place I've ever seen in my life. He said, I couldn't believe how faggoty those people were. He said, I hated even shaking their hand. I thought, ooh, I wonder where their hands have been. I couldn't wait to get to a place where I could wash off my hands with clean water. A bunch of faggoty people. Yeah. Like George Shultz, Dick Cheney, the whole bit. Bush Sr. Yes, and Ronald Reagan. Did you know that George Washington did not tolerate homosexuality? Go back and read the records. I was recently reading about old George. He kicked him out of his military. He said, I will not have non-commissioned officers or officers who are homosexuals. And he disallowed him in his government. George Washington said no to homosexuals. Ron Paul said, well, I wouldn't want to get into that. You know, I'm not concerned about that. Let's just talk about the Fed Reserve. Let's just talk about the Constitution. I don't want to get into the homosexual issue. Well, Ron Paul, Tex Mars, wants to get into the homosexual issue. Would it help us to have a government full of homosexuals? Do you think if the chairman of the Fed Reserve Board is a homosexual, that's a good thing, Ron Paul? The Bible says a homosexual is a reprobate. Do you trust him with your money, this nation's money? Could the Secretary of Treasury be a homosexual? Is that okay with you, Congressman Ron Paul? Obviously it is. Let me tell you what happened at CINCPAC, Conservative Political Action Committee that met. I told you about Go Proud. Now, there was a man that was there who was Ron Paul's top man, one of his top men, that is. His name was Jeff Frazee, F-R-A-Z-E-E. He was head of Young Americans for Liberty. Oh, it sounds so good. This was an organization spawned from Ron Paul's presidential campaign. And he's still a top assistant to Ron Paul. Name is Jeff Frazee. So happens that Jeff Frazee didn't have any problem with the homosexuals. Now, there's also another man, a brave man there at the CPAC meeting. Let me get his name. I want to make sure I've got it right here. First, we have now Jeff Frazee, who's Ron Paul's man. Then we had, let's see. My goodness. Ryan Sorba. Now, Ryan Sorba happens to be head of an organization that is for family and traditional values. family, and traditional values. He was there too. And what Mr. Sorba found out was that the leaders of the homosexual faction at that Conservative Political Action Committee were the Ron Paul people. Ron Paul's people at CPAC were pro-homosexual. So Ryan Sorba had his little time up at the podium at the lectern to speak. And when he got up there, he said he was ashamed of those people who were sitting there at the CPAC meeting, Conservative Political Action Committee, who refused to do anything about homosexuality or to protect marriage. And they started booing him and hissing at him and screaming at him, "Sit down, sit down." They were angry. And he knew who was leading the whole thing. It was the people connected with Jeff Frazee. And Mr. Sorba pointed his finger at Jeff Frazee and said, "I know it's you." I'm paraphrasing, but he said, "I know you. You're the one," meaning it's you Ron Paul people out there. "You're the one who are the promoters of homosexuality. I know about you." And boy, then they went nuts, hissing and booing him because they knew it was true. Now, folks, the more Mr. Ryan Sorba talked and appealed to that crowd there, remember, the top Republicans around the country, the more he appealed them to support traditional family values, to fight the homosexual agenda, the more they began to shout out, "Ron Paul, Ron Paul." They tried to drown him out by calling out the name of Ron Paul. Can you imagine? You're a godly man. You're standing up at the podium. You're pleading with him, "Please, do not do this terrible thing. Please, you shouldn't have Go Proud and all these homosexual organizations. You shouldn't be supporting the homosexual agenda. You should support, yes, you should support the Defense of Marriage Act." And even as the man was there trying to speak, they were drowning him out, chanting, "Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul." Do you get the gist of this? They were saying, "We're Ron Paul people. We're for. We are pro-homosexual. You sit down, you evil Christian." Let me give this from the Huffington Post. Explains it. It says, CPAC speaker speaks against gays, draws boos. It says, California's Ryan Sorba took the stage at CPAC on Friday and proceeded to condemn the conference for its association with gay Republicans. But as he did, his comments were met with loud boos and howls from the audience, who kept chanting, "Ron Paul, Ron Paul." CNN, Cable News Network, loved it. They loved the fact that Republicans were backing the gay agenda. Here's a CNN politics news item holding in my hand right now, written by Brianna Keller, CNN congressional correspondent. It's headline, "Gay Republicans Draw Support at CPAC." Gay Republicans draw support. Here's another one, democraticunderground.com, says CPAC conference dissolves into right-wing civil war over gay rights. Conferees endorse homosexual rights, but a few disagree. A few disagree. Now listen to this. It says here, one of the ones who was pro-homosexual was Alexander McCobin, a member of Students for Liberty, an offshoot of the Representative Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty. He took part of his speaking time to thank conference organizers for allowing the homosexual organization Go Proud to co-sponsor the conference. Did you get that? The conference that Sarah Palin spoke at. The conference that Glenn Beck spoke at. The conference that Dick Cheney spoke at. It was co-sponsored by a homosexual group. And here is Ron Paul's, another one of Ron Paul, in addition to Jeff Frazee, another one of his people, Alexander McCobin, getting up and saying, I want to thank the conference organizers for allowing GoProud to co-sponsor the conference. Then Mr. McCobin, now remember, this is one of Ron Paul's top lieutenants. Then Mr. McCobin asked the Republicans to, quote, be socially tolerant and fiscally conservative. Get that? This is what Ron Paul is. He's socially tolerant. I think that means pro-sodomy and fiscally responsible. Now, isn't that special? Don't worry, folks. While I'm zipping down the front of your pants, I'm not trying to take money from your pocketbook. Oh, that makes me feel so much better. Jeff Frazee, a top lieutenant of Paul. Alexander McCobin, another top lieutenant, thanking the conferees for their social tolerance in allowing the homosexuals to be the co-sponsors of the conference. McCobin went on to say, in the name of freedom, get that? In the name of freedom, I would like to thank also the American Conservative Union for welcoming GoProud as a co-sponsor of the event. So there's this other group there of conservatives, the American Conservative Union, and they're also pro-gay. Now, I know you're probably asking me, well, what did Ron Paul have to say? I bet he got up and just lashed out at him. I bet he got up and disavowed the whole thing. I bet he got up and said, I oppose the homosexual agenda. You're wrong, friends. Ron Paul didn't do anything of the sort. Well, at least Ron Paul is against people like Congressman Barney Frank and Senator Chris Dodd, who have given us all this TARP money and the banker bailout and who are supporting the international bankers, the Rothschilds. Boy, he's fighting the Fed. I mean, Ron Paul's been a champion there. Yeah, well, I was watching Jim Cramer, CNBC, has a show, the Jim Cramer Show. MSNBC, I should say. MSNBC, the number one business channel. And you know what? He had as his guest, Congressman Ron Paul. He asked him what he thought about Congressman Barney Frank. Remember now, Barney Frank is a committed, avowed homosexual who, Barney Frank and his lover even ran a male whorehouse out of Barney Frank's residence, his home, and got away with it. Where are the ethics on Capitol Hill? What would you say if somebody asked you, if Jim Cramer, financial correspondent for MSNBC, what if he asked you, friend, what do you think about Barney Frank and his performance? What would you say if you were a congressman, dear listener of Power Prophecy? Well, let me tell you what Ron Paul did. He praised Barney Frank for the job he was doing on the House Banking Committee. He praised Barney Frank. Do I have to say it again? He praised Barney Frank for the job he was doing on the House Banking Committee. You tell me this man isn't a satanic fake. I have a good friend named John Lofton. John Lofton used to be one of the top conservative writers in America, but he can't get published nowadays. He refuses to put up with the homosexual sodomites. And you know what? He had a sit-down interview with Ron Paul. You might want to watch it on the YouTube. Yeah, Google up YouTube and then ask for Ron Paul interview by John Lofton, L-O-F-T-O-N. And he had question after question asking Ron Paul about homosexuality and the homosexual agenda. And Ron Paul dodged him like he was a ballerina dancer. Refused to answer. It was apparent Ron Paul was pro-homosexual. This led Cliff Kincaid, I don't know if that exact thing did, but February 1922, Cliff Kincaid evidently is a conservative who does not go along with homosexual agenda. He wrote an article on his website entitled, Fake Conservatives Embrace Homosexual Monster. And he's talking about a conservative columnist named Kathleen Parker. Well, no, I'm sorry. Let's see. Conservative. Yeah. Well, she's called conservative, but he said she's not. He says Parker has done her best imitation of lesbian MSNBC TV commentator Rachel Maddow. by writing a column bashing Uganda's Christian majority for considering passage of a bill to toughen laws against homosexuality. Okay, that's another issue entirely. I'll get on that in a minute if I have time. Basically, the nation of Uganda in Africa passed a law. Here's what the law says. It says if any person, knowing that they have the AIDS virus, intentionally has sex, unprotected sex, with another person, and that person contracts AIDS, then the person who gave it to them, right, that person will be charged with a capital offense and punished with the death penalty. Now, would you be for a law like that? I would. If you're a person, a man, homosexual or otherwise, you have AIDS, you know you do, and you go out and have sex with a woman or a man, knowing that it's unprotected sex and knowing that they're likely to get AIDS from you and that it's a death sentence. Friends, there are people here in America, homosexual, that are going out having sex act after sex act after sex act, and there's dozens of people all contracting AIDS from the one single person. I read about a man down in Florida, homosexual man, who gave AIDS to over 100 people through unprotected sex, knowingly giving AIDS to people, knowing he had advanced AIDS. So Uganda passed a law. If you've got AIDS, don't have sex with other people and give them AIDS. Makes sense to me. And if you do, you can be given the death penalty. Well, evidently, this columnist went nuts in America, Kathleen Parker, this writer, columnist for the Washington Post. But that's not all. Rick Warren, America's pastor, purpose-driven churchman, he wrote a letter to the president of Uganda, Rick Warren. And he said, this is a disgrace. You're discriminating against homosexuals by passing this law. Rick Warren took up for the homosexual men in Uganda who were purposely giving AIDS to other victims. You're discriminating against the gays with your law, says Rick Warren. Yeah, well, I don't know whether Rick Warren is Democrat or Republican. I know Billy Graham and Oral Roberts were both confirmed Democrat Party men. Probably Rick Warren is too, although he's heavily promoted by Rupert Murdoch and Fox News TV channel. They even did a whole hour special about Rick Warren, praising him for all of his work. Here's Rick Warren. Don't discriminate against homosexuals. Why, that's a terrible law. You're going to punish those homosexuals for giving people AIDS? Ooh. Might even stigmatize them, right, Rick? I have published in my newsletter, I have the actual news column from a Massachusetts newspaper that interviewed former governor of Massachusetts, Republican Governor Mitt Romney, in the days of Ted Kennedy. It's just several years ago. And Mitt Romney wanted the gay people of Massachusetts to know that he was more pro-gay rights than Ted Kennedy. Now, the late Senator Ted Kennedy. He's certainly gone on to his reward, and I think I know where that's at. Mitt Romney told that newspaper, I am more pro-gay than Ted Kennedy is. And to prove it, they were going to have a gay pride parade down the streets of Boston. Guess who was at the front of that parade wearing pink? They asked all the homosexuals, all the queers, all the faggots to wear pink clothing, pink colored. And Mitt Romney and his lieutenants all wore pink. They proudly marched at the forefront in the Gay Day Parade. Isn't that special? These people make me sick. Fake conservatives. And as Cliff Kincaid wrote, fake conservatives embracing the homosexual monster. And they did it at the Conservative Political Action Committee. Jeff Frazee, formerly students for Ron Paul. Mr. Alexander McCobin, students for Liberty, an offshoot of Ron Paul's campaign. Now, I did a little checking. I was always curious as to why Dr. James Dobson refused to endorse Ron Paul. Then I found out that was the reason. He refused to endorse John McCain, too. Did you know John McCain's wife, Cindy McCain, is busy campaigning right now? Would you like to know what she's doing campaigning? Oh, yeah, she's out to help her husband be reelected to the Senate next November in Arizona. But she's got a more important mission. Cindy McCain is out doing TV commercials for gay rights organizations. She says we need to stop this Christian hate against homosexuals. Cindy McCain. You'll remember she's the heiress of the beer fortune, the beer company. Her father was a mobster. A mobster. A mafia type. He left her a big inheritance. That's why John McCain divorced his wife and married her. Because she had money. And she wore her little cute little Hillary pin. That's right. Hillary Clinton has a special pin that all her lesbian girlfriends wear. I'll tell you about that in the future. They all wear the same pin. They think you don't know about it. I know about it. I'll tell you about it a little later. Not this program. They all wear the same pin. Hey, women don't wear the same pin. They like to have distinctive jewelry. They wear the same pin on their breast or on their shoulder. I call it the Hillary Clinton lesbian pin. Cindy wears it regularly. She wore it during the campaign for president. And the dumb Republicans and libertarians out there didn't even know it. Folks, we've been had. And it's time we get serious about this stuff. It's time we say it's enough. It's enough. I feel like I've been waterboarded by all these homosexual perverts and all the people that back them. I won't even tell you about Rush Limbaugh, who goes regularly on a private aircraft with his pal. Let's just put it that way. And he goes to these Caribbean islands on their executive aircraft, you know, like Haiti and Jamaica, and they meet certain individuals there. Mm-hmm. And on his aircraft, he makes sure he has plenty of condoms and Vaseline. Rush Limbaugh. Oh, yeah, that's why he divorced his wife. Uh-huh. Friends, don't talk to me about Jesse James and Sandra Bullock. The biggest perverts are members of the Republican leadership and the Democratic Party leadership. Give me their name, and if they're in high office, they're probably a homosexual pervert. And if Ron Paul is not a homosexual, he is a suborner. He's a promoter of it by keeping quiet. Silence breeds cowards. Ron Paul, Tex Mars says, you are a filthy coward. But then that goes for Rush Limbaugh. That goes for all of them. And I'm glad James Dobson didn't endorse Ron Paul. I'll never vote for Ron Paul. Or Mitt Romney. Or Barack Obama. Or George W. Bush. Or any other homosexual or pro-homosexual pervert. They are all legionaries of Sodom. Read Revelation 9 and you'll find out what they are. They're citizens of that great city mystery Babylon known as Sodom and Egypt. If you agree with me, friends, I'd like you to write me and tell me. If you want to castigate me, I'll still love you. Write to me also. Text Mars, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Till next time, may God richly bless you. Tune in each week, my friends, at the same time, and discover the power of prophecy.